Let's talk about the arts and outdoor learning. Bruce Blum has seen it all in action. He is a board member of the Arts-Based Collaborative here at UTC, ABC at UTC. Bruce, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell us how you first got involved with what is now the Arts-Based Collaborative here at UTC.
I was a friend and colleague of Angela Dittmar, who's been recruited into the program to help with the collaborative that is developing programs for instilling within the community and in the school systems throughout our region an element of art-based learning, which is dearly missing in many, many schools. They flat out don't have one. Extremely valuable to the development of youngsters as they take in information about the world around them. The art component is an experiential learning, and I'm a big believer in that experiential learning, as well as outdoor elements and nature as a part of that. So I think I'm one of about 10 board members, and I seem to have that unique quality that they like, is a lot of outdoor elements that can be integrated in with the arts program.
What drew you to the outdoors?
Ever since my earliest days, and I think that's why this rings so true to me, very formative early days of being a kid, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, all the way up through my teenage years. The time I spent outdoors still rings very true. When I'm outside, I remember things. I remember what I developed within my own person as far as the ability to think creatively and be confident with who I am. Everything seems to integrate with that formative base of being outside and being creative in the outdoors as I grew up.
And when we talk about outdoor learning integrated with the arts, what does that mean to you?
Well, I guess the best way I can talk about that is an example. Angela and I this year, in two occasions, used a curriculum of arts-based learning that was used in our effort down at the Little Miss Mag Learning Center, Early Learning Center. And it involved teaching the youngsters, 2, 3, 4 year olds, what it's like to be in the outdoors and see plants grow. And in particular, we used a sweet potato as an exhibit, together with just doing the seed planting and the growing and the watering. Angela developed a puppet show and some musical elements and some artistic elements that all the children got to participate in and bring to life the idea of what a sweet potato is from a very, very small seed. As it grows, they tasted it. They were able to watch it as it developed into a final product as the season went on. So in the fall, when it came time to harvesting, they knew what they planted and they dug with their fingers and they excavated those sweet potatoes out. And you can't even imagine the sight of their eyeballs when they found those underneath. It was like a treasure hunt. But along the way, they learned about how the leaves grow, how the plant needs sun, where the water is provided to the plant in order for it to grow. And they watched it. They sang about it. They drew it. There were all sorts of physical elements of learning that surrounded that whole experience. And then it became an outdoor experience, which was much to my liking.
You bring a unique lens to this because of your work in healthcare.
Yeah. And that's an easy one to jump off on. We, as human beings, over the life of our generation, more and more have enclosed ourselves. And I say that we're oftentimes in our work, in our days, in our living, are really not outside very often. And I think that's a piece of our natural being that we're missing. And so that's the outdoor piece. The arts piece, I think, is so important because it exercises another part of our brain, our spirits, that in the chop-chop world of digital scheduling and red light, green light, and got to be here, got to be there, that's missing. Not just for us, but for our children. And so in every aspect of our daily life, to have that time for your prefrontal cortex to relax and allow the rest of your spirit, mind, body, and brain to exercise creatively is, I think if you do some legwork, and I've done plenty, you'll find that it's drastically missing. I'll give you an example. There's a book out there called The Nature Fix by a brilliant author, in my opinion, named Florence Williams. And part of her work was making her way over to Korea, which is one of the most recent first world countries to develop. In other words, the United States was well along the way when Korea came online and took their agrarian society into the modern. And they're having virtually a crisis with their youth over there in the way that none of those creative outdoor elements of growing, everything's bookwork, it's precision, it's science, it's digital. There's a very deep problem that the government has recognized within their early age youth, and they're actually doing some nature medical therapies for children over there. So there's a large amount of what we need to do as society to ensure that we have that ability to exercise other parts of us. And that's where the Arts-Based Collaborative is reaching out to all schools within our region, 17 counties, to help their teachers develop what is missing in their curriculum with the assistance of the staff there at the UTC.
And that sense of what has been missing has only been underscored by the pandemic, especially with students having to stay home and learn remotely, parents who have been told to stay home and work remotely, less and less time to be outside, more and more time stuck in boxes, that being the rooms of a house, or looking at other boxes as we are now looking at each other on a Zoom screen.
Yes, and it's been a two-edged sword. From that standpoint, if you're in the academic world, that's been kind of a very true statement, whether you be a student or a teacher. Less time with your colleagues, less time with in-person experiences. On the other hand, there's been some really exciting developments, and people have, I think in general, said, I got to get outside. State parks are flooded with new visitors, and it's almost amazing. People naturally, to your point, it was going the wrong direction, and then all of a sudden we got plowed into this stay inside mandate. It's very difficult on everyday ordinary people such as myself.
And what do you think is the next horizon for this outdoor learning that you've been talking about, integrated with the arts, and organizations such as the Arts-Based Collaborative here at UTC?
I think they're into it. The program they are currently partnered with is the Wolf Trap Studios up in Washington, D.C., and there's a tremendous center of expertise up there in terms of bringing curriculum and teaching curriculum to teachers within the 17 counties that surround us. More time on that, more support for that will be, I think, the next phase of what needs to happen. More time in the outdoors, more time with the arts-based integration of your curriculum. A little less time on some of the other structural things that we have tended to think are quite important. And I'm not going to get into the whole testing and educational system of standardized testing that's out there. I wish I could say I really understood the pluses and minuses as well as some other people do, but I do know one thing, and one thing that's missing is more of that kind of time that we're talking about.
And for people who want to follow what the Arts-Based Collaborative here at UTC is doing, they can go to utc.edu/arts-based-collaborative. If people want to follow what you're doing, if they want to connect with you, where can they go online?
Yeah, well, with that access, you'll get a hold of the board information. And we are, like I said, about a dozen board members who come from different disciplines. And we're really supporting a very small staff with Lori and Angela and some others to help make their job more robust and help leverage their efforts out there in the communities. So by all means, if someone wanted to get in touch with me, I'd be glad to provide some information and access. So you feel free to get my email there too, if you'd like to. Bruce.blohm, B as in boy, L-O-H-M as in Mary, @gmail.com. Love to talk about these things, so I'd be happy to entertain anybody's interest.
All right, Bruce, thanks so much.
Ray, thank you. And thank you for what you do for our community.